1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
This week on Take 5, we've been digging into the book of Exodus with Dr. Mark Futato, who teaches Old Testament at Reformed Theological Seminary here in Orlando. Today's our last day on Exodus, and we're going to talk a little bit about how this message connects with Jesus. It's interesting, Jesus and the New Testament say, these writings bear witness to me. How is that?
Well, they bear witness, the book of Exodus bears witness to Jesus in a number of ways, most broadly, since the theme of Exodus is how God rescues people from bondage in order to bring them into a right relationship with God. Jesus is the ultimate way that God does that, not through the 10 plagues. Those were only anticipating his greater work in Jesus, who rescues people by living a perfect life of righteousness in their place, dies on the cross to pay the penalty for their sins, is raised from the dead so that the power of sin can be broken in their lives, ascends to the Father's right hand so that he can pray for them that they might experience his redemption.
So the ultimate way out is through Christ and his cross.
That's right. Ultimately, Jesus is the one who rescues us from all forms of redemption in order to bring us into a relationship, not only with himself, but also with the Father through the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
And you could say the same thing with the Passover and the Red Sea. The ultimate Passover is Christ. The ultimate victory over enemies is Christ.
That's correct, Don. And there are other smaller ways that we see Christ in the book of Exodus. For example, we saw in that final section, Sabbath, holy time. Jesus is our Sabbath rest. We saw also holy space, the building of the tabernacle. Jesus is the true tabernacle where God comes down to live with us in relationship.
Mark, are there any other ways that Genesis and Exodus together point to Jesus?
The answer to that, Don, is really my life's verse. Oddly enough, even though I love and live in the Old Testament, my life's verse is John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I, says Jesus, have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus really did come to bring the blessing of Genesis that God sets out to bring into the world through his redemptive plan in the book of Exodus.
And is there a verse that you think people should memorize when you think of the whole message of Exodus?
If you want to just memorize one text that will really give you a summary of the whole book of Exodus, that would be Exodus 20, 1 through 3, the beginning of the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, you shall have no other gods before me. And there we see the two themes of Exodus. We see the theme of rescue. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And we also see relationship. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. God wants us to have an exclusive relationship with him. He doesn't tolerate any idols. He wants us to have that deep and personal relationship with him and with him alone.
Now, that's interesting because it's important, to, I think, to memorize the Ten Commandments too, but with this preface, right? Because you also have grace and law here too. God saves by his grace. He gives the law as a gift, and it's all bound up with this relationship.
That's right, and it's important to see that the grace comes first. First, God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, and then he gives the law, you shall have no other gods before me. Our keeping of the law is in response to his grace.
Mark, thank you for being here all week long. What a blessing you've been to us. And to our listener, can I just encourage you, read the book of Exodus and ask God to speak to you through his word as you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helped you gain a better understanding of life from a Christian perspective and deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to the program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage at rts.edu/Orlando.